is a famous person using his famous person platform to put others at risk of a deadly airborne disease that has wreaked havoc on the human race and disproportionately on people who look like Kyrie Irving. Muhammad Ali, on the other hand, took a political stance as a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War, saying that he refused to go to war and shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor, hungry people in the mud for big, powerful America. Ali risked going to prison because of his stance. Prison. Now, here's the other thing. Muhammad Ali supported vaccines, even doing a PSA encouraging them for New Yorkers in 1978.
The law says if your kids don't have their shots for dangerous diseases like mumps, measles, and polio, they aren't getting into school. The law also says they must go to school. So you have no choice. Get your kids their shots.
So no, Kyrie Irving is the literal opposite of Muhammad Ali. He is a person who once said the world is flat and who is now being used as a pawn for the alt-right and MAGA army, like Ted Cruz, who's praising him for his incredible courage, but who called Colin Kaepernick a rich, spoiled athlete for taking a knee against police killing people who look like Kyrie Irving. Hey, professional Karen, Laura Ingraham, should Kyrie Irving shut up and dribble or not? Being a contrarian does not make you an intellectual. It does not make you a hero. It most certainly does not make you anything near the greatest. In fact, it makes you and those using you as an anti-vax celebrity pawn the absolute worst.